Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to a particular incident which took place in Islamic history and which has, of course, become an instance of debate, and that relates to a particular measure which the Caliph Abu Bakr launched, and that is that he launched a campaign against tribes who were desisting to pay zakat in his times, and he said that he will fight them to death if they don't accept this condition of paying zakat. Now, one can be misled by this measure of the Caliph Abu Bakr ta'ala anhu, that an Islamic state has this right to launch this offensive against all those people who deliberately insist on not paying zakat. Now, it needs to be understood that this measure adopted by the Caliph Abu Bakr ta'ala anhu has a specific background. It relates to a specific law mentioned in the Quran for the messengers of God, and that is the Almighty has said that his messengers are destined to remain dominant against their addressees, and if their addressees intentionally deny the respective messenger, then they are put to death or they are punished for that, for this denial. So this is the law which is mentioned in the Quran, and in a nutshell it is that if a messenger of God conclusively communicates the truth to his addressees, and then even after this they intentionally deny the messenger, then they are put to the sword, because this is denying something which they themselves attest to. So the Almighty says that the immediate addressees of a messenger, they have to be punished for this. And in the case of polytheists among them, they are generally put to death. So in the case of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was obviously the case which had arisen. And in his own times, in his own tribe, the Ishmaelites, they almost all of them accepted faith, we know, and very few remained without it. And of course, certain measures were adopted against them. However, the Quran said the stipulations are three. There are three conditions and it spelled out those three stipulations by the words fa in tabu wa aqamu salat wa atu zakat fa khallu sabilahum, which means that if these people, and in other words, which is similar in structure and form, has the words fa ikhwanukum fid din. So, which means that if they repent and they are diligent in their prayer and also pay zakat, then they are brethren in religion. The Quran says, فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ, they are your brethren in religion. And the other words are, فَخَلُّوا سَبِيلَهُمْ, which means that you must leave them alone, you must not in any way harm them. So these were the conditions for the Ishmaelites to remain in this form, that they should not be attacked or they should not be put to death in this case, then they had to accept faith, they had to be diligent in the prayer, and they had to pay zakat. So these were the conditions which gave them this immunity. So the Caliph Abu Bakr in his own times only implemented these conditions and said, since these were the conditions which gave them this immunity, now if they end up not obeying any one of these directives, then this immunity will be lifted from them. So if they stop paying zakat, if they desist from paying zakat, then the same thing will happen. So what happened was that in his own times, certain tribes which had desisted to pay zakat, the Caliph Abu Bakr, in line with this law of messengers of God, which is enshrined in the Quran, he insisted that he'll wage war against them and he shall put them to death until and unless they are willing and they submit to pay zakat. So it needs to be understood that this particular measure adopted by the Caliph Abu Bakr has a particular background. It relates to the specific law of the messengers of God. It cannot be generalized. Muslim governments after the immediate addresses of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are not authorized to wage war in this matter. Of course, they have this authority to divest people from the rights of being a Muslim. They can accept, an Islamic state can say that they will not accept a person as a Muslim if he desists to pay zakat. However, an Islamic state does not have this authority to wage war, to put to death people who do not pay zakat, because this was the prerogative of the messenger of God only. And again, as I said, this was one of the conditions which gave immunity to people who insistently and deliberately denied the messenger of God. And after accepting these three conditions, they were given this immunity that they would not be put to death. So the Caliph Abu Bakr was actually implementing law of the Almighty, which is specifically related to the messengers of God. So I would like to reiterate this fact that today an Islamic government does not have the right to wage war or put to death people or Muslims who are desisting to pay zakat. Obviously, they have this authority, or the state has the authority to divest them as Muslim citizens, but it does not have the authority to wage war against them and to put them to death. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.